Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. It's Jay here with TransUnion.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. I hate when to reach out. Coming up on kind of the mid-trial.
Mm-hmm.
Just get some feedback from you.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I've been using TransUnion pretty much since Friday when we got approved for the system, got all the users set up who need access to it, and then we've just been, you know, running the people search and the business search and really finding a lot of good data within the comprehensive reports. So, you know, I think it's a great resource for us, and we're enjoying the trial, definitely using it to our advantage right now. And it expires on Friday, is that correct? Like at midnight?
Well, it's actually, I think you go billable on Friday, so midnight the 2nd, or midnight the 1st is, let me just take a look at my calendar now and tell you what we can do. So yeah, you got until like midnight Thursday, and then it goes automatically billable. So, and you don't have to do anything, basically set up your credit card in there. But I wanted to talk to you about some of the pricing plans based on some of the usage that we spoke about last week.
Sure, sounds good.
Yeah. So it seems like, from what I can tell, you're going to be doing a lot of comp reports, so it's going to be one for one. What I mean by that is you have to full search to get that comp report, obviously.
Exactly. And that counts as two transactions, correct?
It counts as two transactions. So what happens is you have a transaction start, which is basic search to get to the comp report. So you have a dollar there because you have to put something in to get to the person.
Right.
And then you go to a comp report for 10. That's general pricing. But you got essentially in two transactions, you have $11.
Okay, makes sense.
Right. So if you're going to be doing, you know, about 25 to 30 of these transactions a month, you can figure out the math. What I can do is propose some discounts so that you wouldn't be charged general pricing. So what we do is we put together a 12-month agreement what the discount is for total transactions.
Okay.
Because you're not doing a lot of transactions. You're doing a lot of, you're doing a comp report for every single transaction.
Exactly.
And
I think
and what I mean by that is I have customers who do like 100, 200, 5,000 searches, but they don't pull comp reports very often. You're a little different here. You're not going to be pulling hundreds of searches. You're going to be pulling, you're going to be doing a lot of work on total transactions on the comp reports are important for you. So it's really one in one. So based on your analysis of what you were telling me, like, you know, 25, 30 or so is what you're geared up, or at least from what I can tell, what you're going to be using ongoing, so the type of workload you have. Is that about accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. I even checked with one of our partners just to kind of, you know, see what their process is. And for our purposes, we really do need the content that's on the comprehensive report. So that's the route that we're going to take as well.
Okay. So what I'll do, and here's where it becomes attractive, you know, it becomes advantageous to protect you from any increase we have throughout the year. We have 12-month agreements, so we go out longer, if you like, 24 and 36. And what we do is reduce the general pricing discount, everything on a total transaction basis. So what so the total transaction discounts both the search and the report at a discount, so you don't pay $11, if you will, for a search and a comprehensive report. So I'll put together something in writing, so you can understand what I'm saying, and you can understand the discount. Because typically, if you're looking at 30 transactions, what you really have is 15 transactions.
My name is Steven, and I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff.
You're looking at 30 total transactions. I'm sorry, 30 searches.
30 searches.
And then another 30 comprehensive reports. So what you're looking at is about 60 total transactions.
Correct.
So if I look at it, like, you know, 30, if you did it transactionally, or general pricing, it would be $30.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Other $10 would be 11. I'm sorry, 300. So you would have about $330. I'm just using it as general pricing. So we'll discount that for you, and you'll see it in writing what I'm talking about.
Okay. Will you need the pricing agreement returned by Friday, for example, when the trial expires?
I could put it into effect. I'll have it, but I'll need it back by Friday executed, and then you'll be in place for 12 months protected at that price level.
Okay. Just to let you know, on Friday, I'm going to be working a half day and then out of office on Tuesday for the Labor Day weekend. If I returned everything on Wednesday, then we would have like a lapse of coverage or lapse of usage then over Friday and Tuesday.
Oh, you mean for next week?
Yeah, just because I'm not sure if I would be able to get everything done on Friday before I've got to leave, and I do need my supervisor to okay the pricing before we move forward.
Sure. You know, I mean, we could we could work something out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll figure something out. Well, I'll talk to my manager about that, but I'll get it over to you today.
Okay.
So you can take a look at it. If you
sounds
want,
great.
Get it back sooner, before Friday, but just execute it for the first.
Okay. Yeah, I just need to set up a time to go over everything with Dean. And, you know, I've been giving him a lot of great feedback from using the tool over the past couple days. So, why don't you send over that pricing proposal and we can go from there.
Sure. Get over to you shortly today.
Is the discount going to be indicated on the on the proposal as well? What kind of discount are we looking at? So you mentioned it would come out to about 60 transactions.
Well, I'm looking at it from your estimation of
okay. You're
going to be doing 30 monthly. If you have 30 people you need to investigate, then that works out to about 60 transactions
mm-hmm. Total
because it's a search and a report. So that's one of my proposals. There's a couple of different proposals I can put together, but to make it really simple, I think total transactions make the most sense.
Okay.
Discounting it altogether in that, because you're not going to be really heavy into doing hundreds of these searches.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like you told me in the beginning, you know, 25 or 30 people in any given month. So, I'm going to put it as a total of transactions. So it'll show you the discount in the proposal, what that comes out to, as opposed to the general pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that protects you for any price increase for the particular 12 months that we're in that agreement.
Quick question for you. When I'm submitting for this on-deck.
I will work on that. It'll be clearly stated.
Bank one.
And we
okay.
can go over that in case, you know, there's something you're not familiar or not.
Well, you just the bank one projected revenue or the checks revenue full text altogether, even though I'm only submitting one bank.
So I'll work on that. I'll get over to you a couple options in that. Both will have like option A and option B.
Okay.
Nice little slide. There's about 6 pages. So I'll email over to you before the end of the day.
And perfect.
We'll try to circle back around. You think we could circle back around? Maybe
on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. By that point, I will have met with my supervisor, and we'll see if we can get that squared away by Friday.
Cool. Excellent. All right. Do you have any other questions?
I don't think so. One thing I did notice within TLO is that there was a tab or I think a button to see like cost this session. Is that going to tell you like within your one login how many searches you've done to kind of like keep a running tab on how much you've used as far as not going over what we've allocated for the month?
Right. So there's a way to monitor. There's on a daily basis. There's a way to monitor that, and basically you would go into the tab called Search History.
Uh huh.
And you would see on that search history what was run precisely on that day and that time. So if you clicked on that, you know, like if you were on the system now and you click search history, you mm-hmm. can see that as well.
So it's also, that's the search history will keep track of everything that's done in a 24-hour period then?
No, it'll keep track of what is done. Complete historical pattern, not limited to 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, it just continues to go of all the searches that were done from the start. But
gotcha.
Another way to do this, well, in the event that you, because this is the only way you can really keep track, but we can see, I can see, my account management can see, and you can certainly call us as well and say, Jay, where am I at? You know, at the middle of the month, in case you're having a hard time distinguishing that.
Okay.
If you want, I can have a real time. I have access to seeing in an Excel spreadsheet by going into one of my CRMs, which you've done real time, and so does my account manager. So if the search history is too cumbersome for you, or just not as easy to kind of figure it out, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime.
Okay.
You can call me literally, and I can tell you where you're at.
Awesome. So you would still be a resource for us, or like at least a point of contact for this product if we have any questions moving forward or need to adjust things to our subscription. We can work that out with you.
Yeah. So myself or my account manager, we have a team here. You would certainly reach out to me, and my account manager might even reach out to you in a month or so, if not sooner. And what you would do is, in case you need to modify this agreement here, and you're starting to supersede the allocation per month,
mm-hmm.
If you happen to do that, you know, we certainly recognize that we're going to charge you a discounted plan if you exceed that amount. So it's not general pricing. We still have an overage in there. In case you go above that, we'll still discount it. But in the event that you really start to get busy, plan changes where you're going to be doing a lot more searches and reports, and you know you're going to exceed this by quite a bit, then we can modify up and we can garner a better discount for you. So as the more searches and reports you would be needing, the greater the discount.
Okay.
At any time during the process, or any time during the agreement.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that sounds pretty straightforward, and we can cross that bridge when we get there. I'm pretty excited to, have everybody on board and be able to, finally have a resource like this for our underwriting. It's been a long time coming.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate that. And keep this in mind in case you need additional, if anybody needs additional training. And we're open to doing that, like on a little one-on-one go to meeting invite training.
Okay.
I can do it. My account manager can do it. If you're going to be one coordinating this, and you say, "Hey, Jay, I have a new person starting, or I need somebody needs a little help. We have some questions. Whatever, you can pepper me with that email, and I would set up the go to meeting invite for a quick 10 or 15 minute training."
Cool. That works for us. So is Jen is she an account manager on this tool as well? I thought you were saying Jen for some reason.
No, Jen
McCarthy.
Oh, no. See, Jen works in the financial services side. So I work for TLO, TransUnion TLO, which provides
a gotcha.
Alternative. Now, Jen is with the financial services side. So
okay.
She has a role that's a little different than mine as far as product is concerned. I think she's into the financial reporting side, or the credit reports
mm-hmm.
that y'all are doing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her wheelhouse there. My wheelhouse is non-FCRA regulated data like you're using for this particular purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So I think we have it wrapped up. So I'll put a couple different proposals together and get them off to you shortly. And we'll circle back around on Thursday to review that, see which one works best for you. And at that point, I'll put together the actual agreement.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. I'll talk to you Thursday.
All right. Talk to you on Thursday. Bye-bye.